Sunday night Dvar Halacha. Okay. We said that maybe during the 3 weeks we'll be going over different mitzvahs of Benogam Achaveiro. Last week we did a lot of negatives. Maybe this week we'll try to do some positives. Tonight, the mitzvah that we'll talk about, mention, that we'll go over is the mitzvah to lend people money. In other words, there's a general mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim in the Torah, which is either V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha, or maybe even stronger, we said last week, V'halachta B'drachav. But the mitzvah Halvah is a very specific mitzvah. You know, those are Kloli mitzvahs. It's always more powerful and more intense when there's a specific mitzvah addressing itself to the inyan of lending money. The Pasuk says an Ani, Chazal Darshan, and learn out that there's a mitzvah to lend money to an Ashir also. We're talking about that he needs the money, whatever he needs the money for. He may need it for a new business venture. So there's a mitzvah to lend him money, and the Pasuk speaking out Ani is for a Din Kadima, that if you have the chance to lend an Ani or an Ashir money, so the Ani takes Kadima. Whether or not you makayim this mitzvah with a Heter Iska is very questionable. Most sources say no, some sources say yes. There's no question that if you lend money with a Heter Iska, that you makayim Gemilas Chasadim, especially if you know that you wouldn't lend the money afterwards otherwise. So you're doing a Gemilas Chesed, even with the Heter Iska. But whether you makayim specifically the chatzi, if it's chatzi milva and chatzi pikadon, so even the chatzi milva, but you're gaining from the deal. So it's questionable if this pristine mitzvah halva is by heter iska. Sometimes people forget that you're allowed to lend money even without a heter iska. There's a lav. There's a lav not to refrain from lending someone money because of Shemitah. Now, you say, well, you have to realize that the chances that Shemitah would be Meshamet a Chov a Halvah, like what's the Torah talking about? If the Zman of the Piron is before Shemitah, so you can collect it before Shemitah. If the Zman of the Piron is after Shemitah, Shemitah is not Meshamet. So the Torah, when it says don't refrain from lending money because of Shemitah, it really means don't be overly concerned. It doesn't mean, it's not talking about a scenario where you're for sure going to lose your money in Shemitah, and the Torah is saying don't worry about the money, write it off, because there's no for sure. Again, think about it. There's Ma'am Piron being before Shemitah, so it means he's mechuyev to pay before Shemitah. So, you know, he'll pay, you know, you'll monitor, he'll pay before Shemitah. After Shemitah, Shemitah is not Meshami. So it's talking about, and it's the Sof Shemitah, it's one moment that's Meshamet, the last minute of Shemitah. So there's no for sure. So the Torah's lav is, don't be overly concerned that you won't get back your money. You'll have chances to get back your money, don't worry about it. Right? The Achronim say that you're over this lav, even, but why do I say this whole piece of Torah for? Well, first of all, why not? Geschmack. Second of all, the Achronim say if you refrain from lending money because you're overly concerned you're not going to get the money back, you run the risk of being over this lav. Now, certainly if you're reasonably certain that the guy's not going to pay you back, then you're not over the lav, right? We're talking about, think of the Shemitah scenario. That's why I gave this Hakdama, because the Shemitah is a good model. Like, that'll be the model. You're lending him money, he has to pay you back. Presumably he'll pay you back, you know. If he doesn't, and if this and if that, then Shemitah is going to be Meshamet. So you're not allowed to refrain from lending. I'm using the word overly. If you're overly concerned that he won't pay you back, presumably he will. If you taka think he won't, then really the first thing you're supposed to do is take a mashkon and take steps to ensure that he'll pay you back. Take an orev, insist on an orev. Like, you're supposed to do things. You're not supposed to... It's possible to be over the lav if you just don't want to lend it because of a fear maybe you won't get back your money. Okay.